Right, are we ready?
Ready.
Listen, we've got very interesting chapters coming up. I just want to begin to mention, it seems that, at least from the news, that the coronavirus is not finished. And I just thought it's very chashuv thing that I saw in the Siddur Chasam Sofer. If you look in the Siddur, he's got a Siddur. And just before it comes to Siddur Shlishis, in his Siddur, they bring a story that the Chasam Sofer's Talmud was called Maria Asad. Maria Asad was Rabbi Yehuda Asad, and in his town, he was the Rav of Ishtot, there was a plague, there was some sort of machla going around, and he came to the Chasam Sofer, Ubikish Mimoran Chasam Sofer Skula. He came to ask the Chasam Sofer Skula of what there should be machazik in the town. V'yayet oisoy, and he was miyayetim. Lios zohir b'kim suda, gimel suda, sudas b'shabbos kodesh. When it comes to suda shlishes, it's extremely difficult when it comes to suda shlishes. The person's already full. When it comes to suda shlishes, Shulchan Aruch is a very interesting lashon. When it comes to the first day meal, then chochom einav b'roshay uses that lashon. A person who's clever, he should try to minimize and see, okay, don't stuff yourself properly at 12:30 already. And when you know straight after mincha, you're gonna have to wash again, and it doesn't. And the ma'aser needs to get a kibbutz in. So interesting point that the Chasam Sofer was miyayet the Maria Asad to report back to his town to be mechazik on the inyan of suda shlishis, which the Gemara gives a very big haftachas for. Nochazach is just very interesting that the Kavach Chaim. I just came across this Kavach Chaim today. So maybe some of you have heard it over the time of the Corona. About he writes, but again, to everyone knows about Pitum Akhtoris. Pitum Akhtoris, he says it's a very powerful. He's got a lashon. It's Akhtoris Han Hogan Niflo Lo Umre Bizman Adeve. The time of Adeve, he says it's an Hogan Niflo, and he brings the story and the medrash that says that they got together. There was a Deve in town, and they got together 40 Anoshim Kasherim. They split up the 40 into four, so 10 in each part of the town. They sent 10 of the people to each corner of the town, and they all said Pitum Akhtoris, and it happened 3 times, and the Deve went away. That's what the Kavach Chaim brings. And Simon Kuf Tazayin, he brings such a Eitzah. We're not going to go for that, but at least for the Pitum Akhtoris, you'll have to separate, do attend every single part of the world. But at least it's brought down that Pitum Akhtoris is a grace of Zachar Shem. Zalman was very into that. Rikim Eger brings it down. Kivayeg was the one that said that at the time of the Chalaria to say Pitum Akhtoris. He actually says to be careful of Sheker. Here he's got a whole list of, he says to cover forehead. He says it's just interesting. Again, we're not going to live with it, but it's interesting to know that the Kavach Chaim brings it down. It's in Kuf Tazayin. He says that the Malach HaMoves, he sees on a person's forehead how various he does. So he writes to cover one's forehead at the time of Deve. So the Malach HaMoves shouldn't see it. All these interesting Zachen. Again, we don't want to be Kaveh and Shia on this. Just interesting Zachen. Yeah, so if you have a lady who wants to know which shaitel to get, whether with a fringe or without a fringe, according to this during coronavirus. And then finally, the one that we can relate to is V'hagisa bo yom v'layla, which the Kavach Chaim says to obviously to be kaveh etim haTorah, which he says that ki lekach toiv, lekach is gematria magefa, with the yud of magefa, so lekach is gematria magefa, and therefore that we can all relate to, be kaveh as a man to learn, Baruch Hashem v'zeicha to that. Very interesting, Shaila's been again to Geneva. We all understand that if I steal your scarf, I steal your glasses. We understand that's called Geneva. That's what the Torah meant when it said Lucy Geneva. Very nice. There's two concepts in Geneva which I want to discuss with the Olam, which is a chiddush, a face value, it's a bit of a chiddush. What would you say if I tell you, you're standing in my front garden, and I say, don't come in my garden, but please, either Corona, whatever it is, yeah, don't come in my garden. You know, is that called the Geneva that the Torah meant? The Torah said, Lucy Geneva, don't grab his money, I understand that. Don't grab his car, don't grab his things. But to use someone else's land without his permission, is that what the Torah meant when it said, Lucy Geneva? Did the Torah, is it included in Geneva? Maybe it's something else, maybe it's Inya, the Skoda, to something else, yeah?
Using a shortcut.
A shortcut. You have people in Eretz Yisrael which sometimes they're makbid, and people are going through a shortcut. Is it something which is included, if they're makbid, is it something called Geneva? So it's a very interesting concept, this, about Hishtamshus Bekarka, it comes from a Rashbam in Baba Basra that says that if someone doesn't allow someone else on your property, that is considered a shoyl, you're borrowing something without rishus, which a shoyl shlemidat, we paskin, is considered a gazlan. So there is a concept of gneiva and gazeda regarding using karka, which presents a massive problem when you're talking about using someone else's property without asking them. I mean, let me give you a mashal. Let's say your children are playing in the back garden, and in the back garden the ball goes over to a neighbor, which you haven't... You know, to a neighbor which maybe they don't allow you to go around the side, all the way around the side of the house and go to the back garden and fetch it. You know, maybe the back curtains are open and they're doing things that they may not want you to see. So what would you say if you're using karaka without ishtamshus? That can present problems there, and it can, and perhaps there's enough kamina between going to the front garden and the back garden. The front garden you can say that most people are okay with, and that you can say that's okay in halacha. And the back garden, you can say that needs rishus. There is logic to say that if a person wants to go into the back garden of his neighbor, that needs rishus, or at least initial rishus, a regilus, that once he said he's given you permission, that's okay. But the initially, if you go to someone's back garden, that could well be need rishus based on this Rashbam. That tells you there's a problem of genev and gzeila going into someone's rishus without permission. That's what comes out from the Rashbam, which the person were quite happy with. The Chasnish says the same, and they want to buy oys from the Chasm. So for like that, there's a musuk of geneva when it comes to using someone else's property. If let's say I can't find a parking space, and I see you've got your driveway there, it's free, it's geshmak, it's empty, so I want to drive my car into your driveway. I come to this Rishpam, there's a problem, but I didn't ask. A person's usually makbid that a person comes into the driveway, mechatesa. So that would be an issue, and especially when it comes to the shops. Okay, that's one of the titles. When you have a shop where they own...
land.
A couple to the land of two or three parking bays or more, and they specially write there, please only for shoppers only. That's what they write. So the shaila is, if a person decides to drive in the bay of the shop, right, and he doesn't plan to shop there, how do we look at it? Is it like an inyan not to go there? Is it a mitzvah not to? Is it issa? According to this Rashbam, it could well be an issa of geneva, like any other geneva. You're using someone else's property without permission, that could well be included in the geneva, which pashas it is, the person wants to say, Rabbi Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg also wants to say like that, that to use someone else's property would be the same thing. Now what would you say if a person does go shopping in that shop that he's parking by, but afterwards he also goes to the shop, to his local, to a few other shops on the way, is that okay? If you do your research, you'll see that a lot of the shop owners are okay with that, as long as a person goes into that shop, they're okay with that, and especially when it comes to the... Sorry?
Depends how long for.
Oh, can it depend how long for? It's still a person... Yeah, it depends how long for. What if a person starts running around? Right. Sure, if a person's going to go to the park for half an hour, then it could well be that the shop owner has a problem with that. But if there's a few shops there, and you're going to one or two shops, it seems that we'll have to do some more research, but it seems that I haven't got such a hakpada. As long as you're going to the shop, you have to get in the car, go to somewhere else. You can assume, because their hakpada is if only you're parking there and you go somewhere else. But if a person parks in any shops there and then he does a few other shops, that seems to be, we'll have to be mavara. It does seem to be accepted. Okay, I think we're going to have to assume he's not here. We'll have to be mavara. Not convinced. Okay, we're not convinced. But that seems to be open. Okay, what do you say to this one? The shop's closed. It's 10 o'clock. It's after 10 o'clock.
Definitely okay.
Right? And it says, there's a big sign there, only for shoppers.
Yeah,
okay, that you can say is very posh. It's not impractical to go. That's how you understand. Where the shali could be is if a person's parking there and he intends to go to the shop, intends to go to other shops, that's different. Where you have...
Let's say for 1 or 2 minutes you're going to Costco, there makes purchases there.
That would be okay.
That would say yes.
If you go
to the opposite road.
Right, that could be... And that could be an issue. Yeah, that could be an issue. So that presents this problem. let me tell you. Yeah, this is very interesting. Just to bring out the point. If someone's got a driveway in the front, yeah, he's got a driveway, you can park inside the driveway. Outside of the driveway, the curb curves down and up. That area, officially by law, you can't park there. If someone had a choice, very interesting, that he can either park in a bay belonging to a shop, where the bay belongs to the shop owner, right, it's part of the freehold. Either he can park there and he doesn't intend to shop there, or he can park outside their drive, where the curb curves, right, he can park there. What would be more problematic to park? Which area would be more of a problem?
Second.
The second.
Halakhically,
from the halakha perspective.
It would be the first one.
Right. Parking on an area which belongs to someone else, literally, that's under their freehold. That is a shaila of real geneva based on this Rashbam. Whereas to park on someone's outside of the driveway is not their property. So it's not geneva, not shaila of geneva, it's a shaila of the machusa, even actually more powerful than that. Rabbi Yashav understood that it's got a gedder of Zayin Tove Ho'in. It's actually more powerful than that. It can actually be enforced, and you can go to, if after a few times a stroll and he's not listening, then you can actually go to the authorities that Rabbi Yashav held. So they can, there's someone in Stamford that went to the authorities, right, and they actually came to tow the car away. But in between, the guy, the person who did the avna, took his car away, and the homeowner brought his car, and he took his car. Okay, so don't get involved with authorities. That's just a good idea.
Do you know where you're blocking a drive?
I'm talking about where you drop a block a drive.
What's the block a drive?
No, obviously not. Obviously not. But is there a kineva? If someone blocks someone's drive, has it been over the issa? What says until you lose kineva? I don't believe so. It's not belong to him. There's a din of the if you're right in the driveway, that's his property based on the Rashbam. You got a problem. It's kineva. But if you're blocking his driveway, it's definitely not a good thing. It's definitely it's illegal. It's a civil offence. And number two, it's a pialocha. It's got a din of Zayin Tovei Ha'ir. It's quite powerful. It's a buffer.
To his cars in the driveway.
It would make more of a difference in the fact that you blocked him, which is also a groma to a hezek. So that's something else. Besides, it's obviously the teva. This is completely wrong. But when you're talking about the issa, to pinpoint the issa, there could be more than an issa to park in a shop's bay, which belongs to the shop, where there's a geneva, then to block someone's drive. Okay, this is just brings out the point that to park in the bay, where you don't intend to shop there, that could be a real issue. Moving on to another issue, which you wouldn't think that is a problem, is when it comes to a queue, right? A queue, Q-U-E-U-E, right? You go to a shop and you stand in the queue, and you've got your basket, and you want to, you're in a rush, and you somehow think that no one else is in a rush, and you think, right, Nagia, I need to jump in the queue, and also you're only buying a bar of chocolate, so it's not, and Yenim has got five things, so you're Zecha, Nagia, to jump the queue. So if he's not looking, then you can just quickly do it. The Maisa, the person wants to say that there's also a shy of Geneva involved. Now, you try and tell me, where's the Geneva involved?
Time.
I don't. Okay, but have I taken anything away? Time is money. So now, the Nusach is very, very important. So you can say you're stealing time, but it's not about Ilam. What have you done? Your grammar, what have you done here? So Ramzan Nechem Goldberg says such a Nusach. He says, the shop owner wants his shop to run methodically with a normal queue. Okay? And he's very muckled about that. If you go over there and you're not listening to the queue, then you're entering his rishus without permission, which is back to the Rashbam, who says that entering a person's rishus without permission is vita part of gazela. That's how he looks at it. Again, he was the man in Choshen Mishpat. I don't know if you know, Ramzan Nechem Goldberg, who's an Eden Baruch from Zalman Oibach. I had the zechus to go and speak to him many times on Shabbos afternoon in learning, and Choshen Mishpat was just open in front of his eyes. Yeah? The way he understood that is the nusach. You're going against the shop owner's rules, which, if he's not happy with that, then you're vita using his rishus without permission. Interesting chap, if I understood it. Oh, you can say that's you're saying. Sorry? That's interesting. Can the shop owner say, I'm giving priority? Yes. Because he's the shop owner. According to his understanding, he was okay with giving priority to people which maybe regular shoppers. Let's say you have a person who's a regular shopper for 50 years, they've been there, and they do big shops, and they're struggling a bit, and now they want to move on. No problem. He held that the shop owner has got the zechus to do that, because it's not the zechus of the person queuing, it's the zechus of the shop owner. That's how he understood it. If it were to be a problem, were it to be a zechus of the person who's in line, then not necessarily have they got the zechus to do it. Yeah, because it belongs to the...
As they go behind the counter, they've got the zechus to do that.
Oh, so that you can say that they give rishus to the person behind the counter to make their judgment.
Yeah.
That you could say that. But the way he is understanding it, again, everyone could be right, but the way Ramzan Nechemya understood it is that's the privilege of the shop owner, and if you go against that, that's using his shop without permission. What would this go?
You get to the till, then you realise you forgot something, and then you go down the shop, and then people are behind you waiting. Is that a problem with Zayla?
Right, because Zayla, what would you say there? I mean, it's definitely inconvenient for everyone,
but
the shy is okay, right, that's That's not so clear, yeah. I mean, it's they don't usually like that.
As long as it's still taking stuff out of your basket, then it's okay.
Yeah, I guess they don't like it. Yeah, I think in a halacha to pinpoint it would be quite difficult. But I must tell you, when it comes, what would you say? When you see someone, okay, so fine, you understand there's a Muslim on the queue. And you see, there's not only one person in the queue. There's like five people in the queue, but you've literally only got one can. You want to buy a can, and you've even got the change, and come on. Right, what's the whole deal here? You've got 50 pence for the 50 pence can. What's the problem here? You just want to jump the queue. So you run to the person at the front, you actually know him, Yuzu Khabrusa, and you say, can I just buy the can? So he says, yeah, go on, jump ahead. And he feels good, and the other feels good, and everyone's happy. Besides all the people behind the person, right? The person behind the front, the second guy in line says, who's this guy thinking, right? He's got 50 pence. Hey, wait your turn, get behind me, please. The halacha is that the posting, at least the hentikas they go with, is that you'd have to ask every single person. There's a very nice story. Rav von Gurwitz, Shlita, was standing with the stipler, with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, after the levaya of someone from, who knows how many years ago. Right, this is a long time ago, no, it's Israel. Okay, they confirmed this story. And he was standing there, and there was a whole queue to get on the bus. Back from someone's levaya. And someone in front of the line offers the three ziknei adoy. You got Rav von Gurwitz and the stipler, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, go on, bavakasha, straight on the bus. And the stipler said, absolutely not. And he said, Anusach, they want to make us ganovim. They want to make us ganovim. Well, Ostrat, it's all very nice, the person in front. But you're going to have to ask all. Now, he was masking that if everyone gave permission, that's okay. You should know that there was a person, a chosh of a person that Israel told me. He wasn't in the airport. And his flight was, they were doing the last announcement that he has to be there by the gate. And he was very late, and he had to queue up. He was queuing up with someone, and there was about five people in front, and he literally had to race. So he usually would just race and forget it. He literally asked every person, is it okay if I go in front? Is it okay? He asked, I think it was about five, six people, and then he went in front. Because again, according to this understanding, there might be a shalom gazeva, geneva, and he wants to get rid of chalashem as well. That's why he asked every single person. So if you ask everyone, fine. But if you don't ask, if you only ask the person in front, that could be an issue. What would he say if, let's say, you come into a shop, and there's a whole massive queue, it's about a 10-minute queue. And you say, you can picture a shop, a pizza shop, any of one of these shops, and you tell the person in the front, you know what, get another slice. Yeah? Oh, let's first start off with, you come into the shop and you see your friend at the front, and then you make yourself high, and you walk to the front, right, pretending as if you're the brother, yeah? You're the brother-in-law, right? Obviously we're together, right? And then obviously, yeah, another chips, and another this, and another, yeah, and it delays everyone another 7 minutes, okay? So what would you say to that shiner? That holding your place in line for someone else, that reaction wasn't
good. Well, definitely. Holding place for somebody else.
Holding it for someone else is no good. No. Holding it for when I say someone else, you're right. When I say holding your place, that you can bring someone else along.
That's okay.
That wouldn't be okay, because this person's rocked up. He has to wait in line. No. Where you're right is, where I see in the front, I say, just add another chips, and you're the one paying for it, and you are achroi. Yeah. That's where some person were happy. They're a key to say, listen, who's achroi? He's buying it. He's doing a favor with someone else. It's okay. Yes, it's on the end of the question. It doesn't sound so glad. It's not so nice. But to find...
That's a few months ago. It's because the shui put siddur down.
We discussed this. Yeah, that's a similar shayla to this. If it's because achroi...
Text the guy and then nobody else...
Yeah, yeah, that's always good. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know, but the maisa, if he's achroi for it, that could be better. But if you're just coming along and say, and you made as if to everyone that you're part of it, that could be more problematic when it comes to the queue, and therefore that would be, if you understand the feeling, a very dapper thing. Again, the geneva would be that you're coming into a shop,
same thing,
and you're going against the wishes of the bailim, not going with the rules of the queue, which is using their, it's quite a far-fetched, but the master, that is where they put the finger on it. Is a shiloh geneva using someone's property without their permission in a way that you're not listening to the rules in that place. Let's go, boys.
Excellent.